keep the milkweed. This is Daring to Tell, the podcast where writers read their true stories of personal daring and where we talk about writing in life. I am Michelle Rado.
I never did see nothing like that. I never did dream nothing like that.
This very weekend, the last weekend in June, as I'm putting the final touches on this episode for July, I attended a virtual portion of a conference for former Christian Scientists. I discovered this group, which is largely made up of former Christian Scientists who left the church and went on to find other religious or spiritual practices and beliefs in other faiths. That last part, finding other religion, is not me. And it's a little amusing that in a lifelong circumstance of feeling not like everyone else, whatever that may mean, that even in finding this rare subgroup of people who have left Christian Science, I am still a subgroup of a subgroup. Oh well. I think and often wax and wane between feeling alienated at not being, quote, like everyone else, to feeling relieved at not being like everyone else. And isn't this the basis for so many stories? We are alone and lonely, and yet we are unique and special. If there's any so-called beliefs or faiths that I lean towards now, it's basically nature, or what I might call regular science. I have become especially enamored by a book by Alan Lightman called Searching for Stars on an Island in Maine, not only because it has Maine in the title, but because he really digs in to the spaces between the science that we can see and measure and the ineffable part of our existence that we feel, yet we can't measure. That's something that I just keep being drawn to again and again, because I do think when you look at nature, you do have some sense of something that is greater than what we can see. Another book I'm still trying to make my way through is called Biocentrism by Robert Lanza, about his theory, and this is a vast summary here, that matter and consciousness need each other to exist. Yeah, that's one to think about for a little bit. Observation, experience, curiosity. Those are the qualities I try to be more aware of and bring into my life more in pursuit to undo some of the stuff I learned as a little kid, like to not trust or believe our five senses, which can really throw one for a loop as a little girl. And yet, it's also why I think I bring the eyes of a child to much of the world around me. So, today, I bring you my own observations on a continuing theme of mine on this podcast for this month's Daring to Tell, and that is milkweed and transformation and the slow journey of becoming ourselves. Maybe you've heard me talk about my monarch before. It's a story I can't help but return to. It was the summer of 2022 when my attention was diverted from regular comings and goings in and out of my house to something unusual happening in the doorway between the comings and goings, the arrival of a monarch caterpillar in the upper right-hand corner of the doorway. An interesting choice for a caterpillar, though what do I really know about caterpillars? It was not only enticing me, but pretty much forcing me to witness it every time I walked in and out of the house. But I checked on it a lot more frequently than that. Morning, noon, and night. And witness it I did. To make note of its changing chrysalis state, from shiny green to dull green to dull black to shiny black, and then monarch butterfly. I read about it, wrote about it, and learned about the magic of milkweed. You can hear the whole story of it in episode 17 of this podcast from November of 2022. We had had a spindly spike or two of the milkweed growing among the many flowers in the garden bed that blooms in a successive procession of colors throughout the summer in the front of our house. Those were planted by prior owners, for which I'm immensely grateful. Those who know me know I have never had any follow-through in sporadic inclinations toward owning or tending for plants, indoors or out. Lately, I've managed to keep basil going, since you can kind of see when it's wilting, and revive it if you get it water just in time. Anyway, wanting more caterpillars, and more chrysalises, and more butterflies, I've become a little eccentric about the milkweed. That magical summer of 2022, I saw not just one, but two monarchs transform. The stalks of milkweed were completely gobbled up by the fat green and yellow striped munchers. Only sticks remained of the milkweed by the end of the season, and those plants had no flowers nor grew any pods. Barren milkweed, I wondered. And through the winter, I obsessed over whether the milkweed would return. That's right, I worried that a weed might not come back. So, when Mother Nature came roaring back to life in the summer of 2023, I watched those same sticks that I had left standing through the winter snow, wondering if leaves would regrow on them. They didn't, of course, but new ones sprang up. Many more spikes. And I watched like a hawk for little neon eggs, and then the fat caterpillars that did arrive. Watching for them to change, though, was nothing like that first year. Last summer, 2024, no surprise, the milkweed was back, but still lusting to relive the seminal monarch experience I had had in 2022, I went out to have a talk with the young men, as I call them, who come to mow our lawn and tell them, keep the milkweed. I think I put the fear of a boss lady into them. They left all the stalks standing. And this year, when they, like the milkweed, also returned, thank God for that, not ghosting us like the cursed plow guy, they have carried my directive into this season where now the milkweed is advancing up our front lawn like an army, and they did not touch a stalk. We now also have some gardening folks helping us out too. Remember how I said I had no inclination toward it? And I also sheepishly told them I'd really like to keep the milkweed. After walking past this growing milkweed farm over the past month, I thought to myself, Michelle, this is really a bit much. We do not need a whole yard filled with nothing but milkweed. It's okay to cut some of it. I reflected on my own thought. Boundaries. Milkweed may be magical, but why do I have this inclination to preserve it at all cost? The cost of a rather head-turning front yard. The cost of not even really understanding gardening or not gardening. I went out with a weed whacker, and the milkweed's pulpy stems were too thick to be cleanly whacked, so I went in and got clippers and snipped a bunch of the plants that were creeping up into the front half of our yard, closer to the house. I still couldn't bring myself to cut them all down and left dozens that are within a few feet of the garden bed. I did somehow manage to cut some of the grass with the weed whacker in between the milkweed I left standing, because I really do want our yard to look nice, even though it still looks like a milkweed farm. But I also love those caterpillars. And I'm thinking about what this says about me and my proclivities to indulge in unorthodox ways if it means I might be able to explore and learn something basic everyone else may already know, but which I need to learn for myself. I am an eccentric lady who is weeding between the milkweed, while hoping to witness more of the very real mystery of nature. Most of all, I love that we live in a place where folks just tend to go along with it and respect that about me, in spite of what they may go home to say about it to their loved ones at the end of the day. One little coda to this story is that a neighbor who chats with us when walking her little terrier told Phil the other day, "Hey, I like the milkweed." And by the way, even last year, with a healthy showing of milkweed, I don't think we had any monarchs, at least not that I could see. And then there's also the fact that nothing ever happens the same way two seasons in a row. And that is a topic for another musing. Thanks for listening. What will happen next? Will the monarchs arrive? Will there be caterpillars this year? And will Michelle be able to even find those little dangling chrysalis pods among so many stalks of milkweed? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. Yet another coda to the coda was that after I mentioned this weed-whacking part of the story to Nina Lichtenstein, recent guest on this podcast, she told me, "You know, you can just pull them up and they come right out." Yes, I discovered that too. I also have discovered that even though those first stalks of milkweed had no flowers or seed pods, as rhizomes, they have roots that grow horizontally underground, and that is how and why the plants have continued and will continue to spring up all over the lawn. All right, well, that is enough of a biology lesson for today. If you didn't already know about milkweed and rhizomes, I am taking Daring to Tell into its own little sort of chrysalis state for a bit. Don't worry. Author conversations will continue. I've got a few in the production line at this point, but coming into the fall of 2025 will begin the fifth year of my regular monthly episodes, so I'm taking a little time just to ponder and retool ever so slightly on a few more themes that have been kicking around in my brain. In the meantime, I often forget to ask you some of those little favors that will help the podcast to grow. I'd actually kind of like to think of it as a rhizome. Maybe some of the ideas or stories are growing horizontally within you. And if you have made it this far into the episode, you probably liked something about it. So maybe you would want to write a review or share it with a friend or maybe your writing group or book group. It would be an organic way to help the podcast grow. I would also love for you to sign up for my podcast newsletter. It is called The Redo, and you can sign up for it at my website, michellerado.com. As always, a big thanks to my husband, Phil Rado, who writes and performs all of the music on this podcast. You can hear more of his music on Spotify or at Bandcamp, and I always include a link for that in the show notes. I've been kicking around which song of his might be a nice one to end with today, and I bumped into this one that I haven't heard in a long time, and I think it works quite well. Most of all, my thanks to you for daring to listen. I will catch you in August.
People change. Days turn into other days. Turn into different days with the rhythm of another place. You try to earn your wings and you embrace the ancient things. Days they don't remain, they can change. And I'm well on my way, I'm well down the road to where I was before I was born. And it's not the end, and it brings me peace, it gives me hope. I'll just start again. Life is out for blood when the blood still runs, and we cry when the well runs dry. It'll change. Days turn into other days. They turn into different days with the rhythm of the falling rain. We're treading water, and we're running in place. Trying to do the same old thing, but the days they'll change. When the blood still runs, and we cry when the well runs dry. Faces change, and days turn into other days. They turn into different days with the rhythm of another place. We are dancing, we are living, and throughout our days change.